Welcome to our Would You Rather podcast. I'm your host, Grace, here with
Ada,
Elizabeth,
and Joe.
So I'm going to be starting us off with the first Would You Rather, and it is, would you rather meet a superhero or cartoon character?
Superhero.
Why?
Because I don't like cartoons. So, like, what's the point in meeting something that I don't really, like, enjoy?
You can only meet one in specific.
Yeah. So I would meet a superhero because superheroes save the day.
What superhero? Okay, I would.
You picked a superhero because you don't watch cartoons. So you had to have a superhero.
Yeah, but there's so many superheroes. Aquaman.
But like if Superman. If you could pick any.
Wonder Woman.
All these other characters.
Okay, just pick one.
I would meet Wonder Woman. Or super, whatever.
I'd probably meet a cartoon character.
Why?
Because there's SpongeBob, there's Patrick.
That's a really good point. I wasn't even thinking about that. In my head, I was like, you know, Looney Tunes. And then,
yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick.
Now that I think about it, it's kind of cool because then you'll meet something that's not real.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Superheroes? Superheroes aren't real.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, you can still see them in, like, the movie that's in real life.
Yeah.
Like, there's movies that are real life.
See, I don't like...
Like, the movies, like, the Justice League and all those...
Yeah, but there are shows for cartoon. You can see those in real life.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to get out of here?
No, but, like, no, like, in an actual movie. Like, superheroes.
Okay, superheroes. What do you think?
Okay, I would pick a superhero because, one, superheroes are cool. And two, I've never really watched cartoons, so...
Yeah, cartoons aren't my favorite. You just sit there and they just destroy your brain, you know?
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Ada?
I'd definitely go with cartoon because there's so many good cartoons out there.
Like,
superheroes aren't, like,
they're so generic.
Yeah, they're very, cartoons have so much more personality. They're so much cooler looking and personality-wise. I think it would just be so cool.
It'd just be cool. It'd be cooler. Like, what would you rather say? Oh, just hang out with Superwoman? Or would you be like, I just hung out with Patrick, a star from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about the voice of the character?
No, the actual character.
The actual character itself.
If the character came to life.
Yeah, Patrick Star walks in here right now, and he's like, hey.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I never got to watch SpongeBob, so...
Oh, this is a shame.
Yeah, I don't really watch it either.
I used to watch a lot when I was little. Like, where's the little probably man? Too much.
All right,
next one.
You guys
want
to move on to our next Would You Rather? Okay, Ada, you have to release the paper.
Okay, hold on. I have to get to it. Would You Rather... Would you rather stay at home forever and never get sick, or travel all around the world and get sick from every other meal? I'd rather travel and get sick every other meal.
Why? Why would you want to, throw up every meal you've just eaten?
Because then you're missing out on what's happening, and, like... Don't you want to, like, see things
then,
and,
like, you're never,
adventure?
You'll be stuck in, like, the same house for your entire life. Like, you never leave that place. Like, you never get to go see things. I'm with you. I'd rather...
I mean, are you talking about traveling to different places?
Yeah, travel or all around the world. Like, anywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be stuck in the same house.
Me neither.
My entire life.
I don't know what I'd do.
Ada?
I don't know what I'd do either, because I like traveling, and there's a lot of places that I would want to go to, but also getting sick, like, especially getting sick in public, that's so,
yeah, it doesn't sound like the best.
But obviously, I wouldn't want to stay at home. I really don't know.
Like, yeah, but, like, what if it's, like, not just throwing up, just, like, what if you had a stomach ache, or, like, not just, like,
but then you'd never feel good. So, like, what if you go to a party, or right? You eat, you either throw up and have to leave the party, or you just don't feel good the entire time.
You never really get to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
See what you're saying.
There. Unless somebody's like, you'll come to my party on Friday. Oh, can't do Friday. I can do Saturday. Then come Sunday. Nope, can do Monday.
No,
like,
but it's every after. It's every other meal.
Oh, every other meal?
Every
other
meal.
So, like, if you eat breakfast,
you're throwing up lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that.
So you're sick every day, unless you eat one meal a day. So you're sick every other day if you eat one meal a day.
Okay, well, maybe my decision changed because yeah, I don't know that I'd be able to handle that.
That's just not.
Yeah, I'd probably just stay home. Yeah. There's no way I'd be able to get
like,
sick
have people
every
that
meal.
Have people like
I changed mine. I'd
be
home.
With you, but like. You're still
yeah,
enjoying
like,
time
you
with the
people. Invite
people.
Yeah, if you're staying home, you can still have
yeah,
like,
but isn't that still traveling, or is it just, like, staying?
No, inviting people to your house, that's not traveling.
Yeah,
because, like, they're traveling, you're not.
Yeah.
That's true. So I think I would go with staying home.
Because
I don't want to have to go to school either.
Yeah,
that's
would.
Just...
Well, you do homeschooling, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I would could sleep in, enjoy myself, not get sick any other time.
Ada, have you made a decision yet?
Not really.
What are you leaning more towards?
I feel like I'd still want to travel.
You know, I would travel, but I'd... Now that you put it to that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think
then
traveling
I can eat whatever
cool,
I want.
I mean, I think traveling would be fun and all, and, you know, but... At the same point, you're throwing. If you eat breakfast, you're throwing up lunch, or you just don't feel good after lunch. Like that's just kind of.
Yeah, that's pretty much saying. Do you want to feel sick your entire life?
Yeah.
Or do you want to stay home your entire life?
Yeah.
Medicine.
Yeah, but medicine.
No, that
not
won't
an
prevent
option.
It though. That won't prevent
that
it if you're throwing up
yeah.
after every meal.
No, but it would not even stop it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're saying that you
like
have to like. Throw up once and then be done being sick, or would it be like
I feel like if like you did travel and you did choose to be sick every other day, I feel like you'd be like not very well nourished, because like if you think about it, you're eating something then you're throwing it up, like you're losing what you just ate.
Yeah, you wouldn't be very healthy like at all.
Yeah,
so you've made your decision of
staying home my entire life.
I'm changing mine. I'm staying home
as well. I changed my stay home.
Ada, do
I don't know.
You don't.
Well,
I don't have a choice.
Thinking you've not making your decision.
Because staying at home really sucks.
Yeah, but what if you have, like, what if your house is, like, the most fun house you've ever been to? Inside pool, outside pool, trampolines, like, whatever you wanted
to
do.
Inside, outside pool.
All right, I'll stay home.
I'll change my house.
There you go. You can just, like, if there was a limit to doing all of that, I would stay home. Thanks for listening to you. Next time.